Nikolai, you spent a year the first time you played this Beethoven piece just focusing on it, right?
I spent many years just gathering the guts to tackle it. It's kind of the pinnacle of what we have. It's a strange piece because at first it doesn't feel like there's much to sink your teeth into. It doesn't give you the same kind of physical challenges you have in a Tchaikovsky or the kind of, for want of a better word, masculine challenges that you have to sort of overcome. It's more of a, from a physical point of view, highly uncomfortable piece.
How so?
It just doesn't lie well on the instrument, and it's written in a way that doesn't necessarily sound difficult, doesn't sound very virtuosic, but lies in a way that physically makes it hard to play and to play cleanly. And secondly is the spiritual aspect of it. It's I find, almost an anti-violin concerto in the sense that it, certainly for the first movement, the violin plays an almost secondary part most of the time. It's barely a melody in sight, you know. And so what you do is comment on the melodies that are being played elsewhere. What you do is supply a counterpoint. And you're essentially, until you have played it quite a few times, it's hard to know what is this music? What am I supposed to do with it? I think that's maybe was my initial fear and why it took so long to get around to it.
Like the music director here at the Philadelphia Orchestra, you have a rather granular approach to the exploration of music. Was that your approach with this Beethoven piece? Did you actually just get into the nitty-gritty of why did he do that there?
Well, I think I had sort of two parallel paths, if it were, because I conduct a lot as well since a number of years already, and that forced me to sort of even more change the way I looked at it. I think growing up, it was more a sort of a practical, instrumental approach, you know, how to put it together, how to make the phrase work, how to make it organic, how to make it beautiful, how to...
And the physical manifestation of that.
Exactly, and the physical manifestation. And that's hard enough, and that can take you a lifetime, and you'll never quite figure it out. That's the problem we have as instrumentalists. But at one point, that wasn't enough for me. I felt I had to know more about, as you say, why is that note here? What does that mean? And all we have really is a sort of a... We're left with this incomplete, the famous black dots on white paper. And we're trying to figure out, what does this mean? What was he trying to say? Or even less important than what Beethoven was trying to say, what is this music? Because the music takes on a life of its own, right? Beethoven is long gone, but this music, this monument, lives on. But it lives on not as a statue or as a painting that has a physical manifestation, but it lives on as something abstract, an idea almost, that we have to bring into the physical world. I think that in music, because it's so abstract, because you could be tempted to never look into it and just be mesmerized by the magic of it all. You see that sometimes with extraordinarily gifted musicians, instrumentalists usually, that just have a gift for, if they're singers, extraordinary voice, or if they're pianists, amazing ability to conquer the instrument, or violinist, an amazing sound. If you have somebody with an amazing sound, they get away with murder. Some musicians or instrumentalists, or singers for that matter, have that ability to touch you with the mere sound of what they do. But that's not enough with all music, you know. Yeah, some music is enough. With Beethoven, it's certainly not enough. It requires, and I think even Beethoven said that somewhere, that music deserves study. And I think in order for this magic to take place, this feeling of time suspended, of touching eternity for a moment, in my opinion, that freedom only comes through complete knowledge of an immersion in the subject matter. I think it's an illusion if one can think, I'm going to forget everything and just enjoy it. It's not going to make sense. There are certain physical laws we need to understand. I think maybe the best way to explain it is a painting. You have endless freedom within the frame, but there has to be a frame. And this frame is what we need to spend our life trying to understand. What is that? That's our challenge.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.